at least many of the Catholic hospitals in New Jersey who were included as tier two and not tier one, they're very upset about it. I'm joined by Mike Marin, who's the president of Holy Name Medical Center. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Very good. How are you?
Good. So I appreciate you calling to weigh in on the other side. I mean, I think Dr. Patel made a lot of sense. And, you know, but I isolated this by saying I think we need a dramatic change in New Jersey healthcare. And I think that only Donald Trump is talking about this issue of breaking down the state barrier so that people could shop their health insurance. But the question is, couldn't the same thing happen whether you were dealing with a Pennsylvania company or a New York company or a it doesn't matter. They're going to rate these hospitals the way they rate them. What's the problem and why is Holy Name not a tier one hospital?
So our issue is not so much with tiering. It's in the process.
Okay.
And we agree. Healthcare costs are out of control. We want them brought down. We think we're part of the solution. And the only solution to that is a transparent, open marketplace mm-hmm. where every consumer is fully informed of what's going on and can make the right decision.
Yeah, you're speaking my language. So how did Horizon not do that? Because, you know, they brought out the big guns. And you know, other than the, I mean, honestly, Brendan Byrne is not going to have any impact on whether or not Governor Christie agrees to this or not. Neither is Florio, whoever else the, you know, the governors that are upset about it. I think right. John Corzine weighed in. No, not Florio. It was Dick Cody and John Corzine. No, it's, right. you know, they don't hold any weight when it comes to Governor Christie. So what would you say to Governor Christie? What's the single reason? Is the process flawed that got you labeled tier two?
Yes.
Why?
Because there wasn't a transparent and open process. In fact, it really wasn't criteria. What happened here was the largest players in the market collaborated with each other, Horizon on the insurance side and many of the hospital systems on the provider side, to control the market because of this transformational change that is coming. They are threatened and fearful of the highly efficient, high-quality, low-cost, independent hospitals that are becoming fewer and fewer in this state. If the systems are, because of their size, if they are efficient and they can deliver better value, then they should be able to demonstrate that. And that's all we're saying is open the playing field, make it fair, make it transparent.
Let me ask you a question, though, Mike. Now, I'm not an expert in healthcare. I pay healthcare costs, and they're too high. Mm-hmm. And it's insane because it feels like, to me, the health insurance companies will continue to send bills, and it's up to you to challenge those bills. And I can't tell you how many times I challenge a bill and find out, oh, no, you didn't actually owe $600. You owed $60. Happens right. all the time. It's absolutely out of control. So I'm with you on that. Here's what I don't understand, though. If the big guys are lowering their cost by 15% and you're a low-cost competitor, isn't that more of what the free market would do? That it was about time that the big guys lowered their costs.
Absolutely. The problem is the market and the consumer doesn't know. It's hidden. They have no idea that I'm a low-cost provider. That's kept secret, and Blue Cross doesn't let that out. So if I'm paid a third, literally a third, and these are not fictitious numbers, a third of what another provider is paid, a 15% discount off of someone who's making 300% more than me,
mm-hmm.
savings, yes, but I'm still a much better value.
Okay.
And that message is getting lost.
So are you going to be testifying at this Senate committee?
I will.
You yes. will be. Okay. So listen, I want to talk to you again. So stay in touch with me. Priscilla will get your information. Let's talk because I told Dr. Patel I want to talk to him after the hearing. And, you know, I want to have both sides because I think that your side is not necessarily getting out there. I would agree with you. And you may not have the same resources. But, you know,
exactly.
from our perspective, Jersey listeners need to hear both sides. So I will continue to have this conversation back and forth. So stay in touch with me. Let me know what happens after the hearing and we'll go from there. All right.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
hey, Mike.
It.
Yeah, you okay. bet. Anytime. Thank you for calling New Jersey 101.5.